Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, where I coach owners of cleaning companies every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on everything and anything related to building and growing cleaning companies. If you are committed to growing your cleaning company, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com and get everything you need, all the tools to create the cleaning company that you've always wanted. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can email our producer, Natalie, at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com or give us a call at 480-648-5149 to apply to be on the show. I'm excited to talk to you. Today, we are chatting with James Melton from UGG Play Services. UGG Play provides commercial post-construction cleanup and window cleaning services to the Norfolk, Virginia area. If you want to reach out to James and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.uggplayva.com. James, say hello to Cleaning Nation.
Hello, how's everyone doing today?
So glad you have you on, my friend. I'm digging the energy already. Let's jump right in. Why don't you tell us a little bit about you and how you got into the business and everything we need to know about you, my friend.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a screenshot, a real short screenshot. I got in the cleaning business, I guess I want to call it default, and what was going on at a young age some years ago, I was driving trucks and had a young family, and I was driving trucks, plus I was delivering freight to people, and money was tight. I had a wife and had two kids, and I needed some way to make some extra money to provide for my family. And so some of the deliveries I used to make, I would talk to people about who cleaned the building. And I never forget one day I made a delivery at Mobil Oil, and the guy said, you know, you came a couple of times, you're talking cleaning. And then I'd be interested to get you to clean my building. At that time, I had no idea what I was getting into, and didn't know how much to charge them or nothing. And, so I came back with a price after talking to people, charged him a price to clean the building. And he agreed to it. And me and my wife was off to the races cleaning the building. So I still drove trucks at night. We would clean that building. And before you know it, I was talking to someone else while I was driving trucks and had another building. And that's what we did. That's how I got into the cleaning business. And to further my education, one of the most inspirational books I read was Cleaning Up for a Living. After reading that book, it opened my eyes on everything when it comes to the cleaning business and janitorial service, and how complex it could be and how rewarding it could be. And so I just went from there, and after a while driving trucks, I was, some 15, 16 years ago, I was driving trucks. I was making enough money where I could walk away from driving trucks and start cleaning full time. And through the organization with different cleaning organization that I have been involved with, I haven't looked back. Let's put it that way.
All right, cool. So how long ago was it since you went full time again?
I'm going to say, I tell you what, I went full time. We're going to say about 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. I went full-time. It's been a long time.
Yeah, but what happened is I went full-time, and then I did it for like 5 or 6 years, and then things wasn't going as well, and I went to work for a company called GCA, where I was just doing consulting for school system. I went for them, started working for them and doing consulting from the school system. And between GCA and I was, was a member of the Builder Service Contract Association International Exchange. Between them, I just started learning more and more and more each day, and I'm still learning every day.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about where you're at now. How many employees do you have, and what's your business look like today?
Right now, I got about between 30 and about 30, 35 employees. And, you know, we are probably about 80% of them is full-time, 20% part-time. We concentrate a lot on, we do janitorial service. We do what they call post-construction cleaning, and we do window cleaning, and along with that, the floor care and the carpet care. So we got our hands in the lure of everything when it comes in the cleaning industry. We look for the type of clients we look for now is we look for clients that need our service, not the ones that is searching for a dollar figure that, you know, tell you come in and whoever got the best price wins. I look for clients that can afford a service, and they look for someone that can bring some value to their business. You know, with starting out, I would take any contract, any business and whatever, because it was a contract. And, you know, a lot of times you do that starting out, and you're thinking you're making some money. And when you look at everything that you have to pay out and everything, and you're really not. So now I'm more or less into the people that can afford a service, and people that appreciate a janitorial service, and the people that want a competent cleaning company there.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for kind of introducing us to give us a little background. Let's jump into the coaching part, my friend. How can I help you today?
Okay. I tell you what, one of the good things is, how do you keep your employee retention down? How do you keep your employees motivated?
Okay. Perfect. That's a great, great topic that we've touched on before, but I don't know how deep we've dived. So let's jump right in. What I hear you saying is, so you've got employees, and especially I'm assuming the good employees, right? Because the bad ones, it's okay if they leave, but really we want to make sure we keep the good ones engaged, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'll kind of give you the big answer, which is kind of like a 30,000 foot view, and it's more conceptual, and then we'll jump into a couple tactical things that you can put into practice to make this work. So conceptually, okay, the big thing that's going to hold your employees with you is the culture and what it feels like to be a part of the community that you're creating. So the good thing and bad mm-hmm. thing, depending on how we use it, is most of our employees are either part-time, or if they're full-time, they've had a string of, you know, $10 an hour minimum wage kind of low paid jobs. So the problem is oftentimes we'll see them as a commodity in terms of, you know, I don't want to learn this guy's name till he's been here 3 months, or we'll see if the guy shakes out. And we just kind of have this feeling of, you got to prove yourself, and we'll see, because we've been burned so many times by people showing up and they quit on the first, they don't even show up, or they quit the first day, or the, you know, within a couple of weeks, you know, half mm-hmm. of them feel like they've blown out. So that's what we as owners of cleaning companies look at. What we need to do is put ourselves in the position of the cleaner. And the problem is they oftentimes see us as a commodity, right? They don't feel like they need to stick around or give us any, I don't want to say credit, but just like we feel like, oh, they'll probably be gone tomorrow, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm probably going to quit or get fired within the first couple of weeks. So they don't treat us like a real job. They kind of treat us like a commodity, or if they quit this job, they'll just go get another one tomorrow and it's no big deal. So the way we can overcome that mm-hmm. is, the good news is every job they probably had has just been a shut up, sit down, here's $10, you give me an hour of hard labor, and that's our deal. And it's always been very replaceable. What we want to do is create a community uh-huh. and a space where they feel like they're getting something other than the $10 an hour that they probably don't have somewhere in their life. And what that is community. So mm-hmm. if they feel like they've got a partner that they know and they like and they trust, and when they show up to work, there's an energy and a vibe, and people are kind of buzzing, and it's something greater than themselves, right? There's core values, there's a vision, there's a purpose that they all show up above and beyond that $10. Because if you just have their hourly wage to offer them, they can get that hourly wage anywhere, and they're going to leave you like that. But if they've got a relationship with you, with the manager, with their partner, they're going to feel differently. So that's, and we're going to talk about how to create that. But first and foremost, does that make sense in terms of you've got to offer them something more than just money?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I understand completely.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about it.
I guess is a lot of times, which is, you know, a good thing is getting employees engaged and buying into your vision and letting them know that, and showing them and letting them know how much you appreciate them.
Yeah, and that appreciation is a big part. We'll get into that. So let's talk a couple of tactical ways that you can actually do this. One of the most underused tools in our tool belt as the owner of a cleaning company is company parties. It's so few people do them, but they can make a huge impact. If you just have at least once a month an event where you have, you know, maybe a Friday you take off early, or if you're commercial cleaning, you clean at night. Maybe they come in early before their shift, but you know, Friday, like noon or 1 o'clock, whenever you like, you have not only your employees, but their families come in. That makes a huge difference. The employee that you're going to get when it's just him or her is very different than once you meet their family. So once you have the families come in, even if your team of only like 20 or 30, like you said, you might have 60 people at the party because you've got friends and or not, you know, not friends, but family. You can invite customers, you can invite prospects. And same what you talked about, where you look for customers that are looking for more than just a price tag. This is how you show them part of that value, by inviting them to the community. So you're going to invite them into that community as well. Some of the magic of that is when a lot of these times these people make their decisions to not show up just because they fought with their wife, or they're drunk and hungover, or they had a bad day, or that whatever kooky thing they've got going on. And if they don't feel like going in, you desperately want that spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend to be next to them going, oh, you can't not show up. You know, James is such a nice guy. He's such a good guy. You've got to make sure that you go to work. And they're kind of encouraging them to stay, is because they know and they feel vested. So parties are a great kind of just single example of how to move from I give you money, you give me work, to building a community that's more important. And they feel like, man, if I quit it, I'm not just going to lose this $10 income stream. I'm going to lose, you know, I'm going to lose this community and people that I care about. You with me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you. I tell you what you said that make a lot of sense is have their family involved. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's huge, because again, I even talk about this elsewhere in the interviewing process. You want to talk to people in different times, at different places, with different people, because the way someone's going to react and respond to you in the office is going to be very different than the way they're going to respond at their home, which is very different than how they're going to respond if you're out at a restaurant. So the same, and you kind of get to see by doing, you know, different interviews in different places, you get a different picture of who that person that's sitting across from you is. The exact same thing happens with the party. You know, if it's a work party, just James, when you go out, if you're with just your buddies and your wife and kids aren't around, you're going to be a different person than if you go out to a birthday party for your kids and there's lots of families around. So you want to be able to make sure that when those people come to those parties, you're not just getting work employee, you're getting their family and their friends and what they're really like at home. And they have a feel, they feel like they can really connect with you and your team on a personal level as opposed to just a professional level.
Okay. All right. That's a great idea. I'm writing my little notes too.
Yeah. The good thing is these are recorded, so you can go back and a lot of people listen to these things two and three times, not just their own podcast, but all of the podcasts. So let's talk about a couple other ways we can build community. Actually, you hit on something really important I want to hit before we go to the lightning round, which is recognition. That is my absolute favorite secret weapon when it comes to employee attraction, because a lot of things, you know, better benefits, more money, even these parties, to some degree or another, they cost your company money. Recognition is probably more powerful than all of those, and it's absolutely free. I mean, I've had things where, you know, because we always, with the companies that I owned, we'd have a party generally once a month, and I tried to make it where half the people in the room would get an award. I mean, we do award for, you know, best looking kid, most on time, person who trashed the bathroom, you know, we'd have stupid award, best golfer, worst golfer, you know, just dumb, ugliest pet. Like there was an award for everything. And it's funny, I'd be, for whatever reason, like years later, I remember once or twice I'd be at somebody's house for some reason or another, and I would see they'd have the award, like the plaque, because we'd give them a plaque and we'd take a picture of me giving them the plaque, and then we'd put that or the trophy or the whatever the award was, and we'd put that in a little frame and we'd send it to them. And I would literally see years later these, you know, pictures of them getting this award from me on their wall, and people, it really made a big difference. And we would, I mean, stuff like that gets to be, again, that's a great example, James, of adding something other than the $10 an hour, or 12 bucks or $9. It really doesn't matter, that kind of minimum wage area, adding something different than that. So recognition is huge. Community is huge. Knowing their family is huge. Giving them a feeling that if I give this job up, it's something special, it's something much more important than $10 an hour. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, cool. You got any questions or comments or thoughts before we jump into the lightning round?
No, I tell you what, you touched on a lot of stuff right there. There's something that I never thought about little teeny things, the plaid and a sandwich and a soda and fellowshipping with their family members and people in the community. You touched on a lot of stuff that is something that I'm going to incorporate.
Well, and I'll give you one more secret. It's a ton of fun. I loved, aside, I mean, it's work putting those parties together. And, you know, it costs a couple hundred bucks because we buy food and alcohol and do some cool stuff. And we would do dunk tanks. We'd literally rent dunk tanks. And I remember we did a sumo wrestling where I forget who we paid some guy to come out, and he'd give us these big fake gloves that were huge that you could like punch each other with. We had so much fun at those parties. So in addition to it being really good for the business, it is a blast. You will absolutely have fun. I'd always invite you can ask my kids now, 17, my older boy, and he grew up with this stuff, and he still knows old employees, and he'll tell you what a blast that he had. So aside from being great for the business, they are a ton of fun. All right. That said, let's hit the lightning round, my friend. I'm going to ask you three quick questions, and this is your opportunity to give back to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice ever received. That's an interesting question. I tell you what, best piece of advice I ever received, I will say, is those things that get unchecked get undone. So in this industry, you have to check behind your employees and have someone else check behind your employees. Having a system of check and balances.
Could not agree more. Well said. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
The biggest mistake I've made in the cleaning business is probably not like what we're doing there, having an open dialogue conversation and not accepting the change, realizing that it's a lot of change in the cleaning industry, and you have to keep an open mind to deal with the changes. So, you know, if I want to, you know, a big mistake that I made is not dotting your I's and crossing your T's when it comes to contract and promising things that you know you can't do. So the biggest mistake, if we had to sum it out, is making promises to customers, being naive on what you're saying you're going to do and you can't do it just because you want that contract, and knowing how much the contract costs and what you got into it, and taking it anyway, and you're not going to make a profit in it.
Man, these are words from somebody I can tell has been in the business a while, because a lot of us veterans have been there and done that and know the wisdom of what you're saying, my friend. All right. Thank you for sharing that. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today that will improve their lives or their businesses?
One of the things that I would say is recognizing that you don't have all the strengths in the cleaning industry. You may be a person that's good in operation, or you may be a person that's good in sales. Me particularly, I focus on now is focusing on sales. I've tried to hire salespeople and have other people doing sales. And what it is, the problem is the passion that I have for the cleaning, a salesperson or associate is not going to have. And they don't know my story as I can tell my story, and I can make deals with people and they can tell my passion, you know, when I talk to them about a cleaning contract or prospective customer, that they can tell the passion that I have, and knowing that I'm not going to lie to them. And if I tell you I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. So the biggest thing is recognizing your skill strength.
Man,
where
that
you
is
good at and fit in.
That is such good. No, yeah. Hire people smarter than you, know what you're good at, and more importantly, know what you're not good at. You are on it, James. I can absolutely tell that you've been doing this for a while, and I can see why you've been so successful. Man, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I absolutely appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out James' show notes page and discover everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company, go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will respond to every one of them, and I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.